Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Senseless acts of violence always remind me that it's just a game. This is Archansky with the Wednesday Sports Notebook. Whenever I read about or hear about violence touching the sports world, it kind of short-circuits my signals. Such news is not supposed to be on the sports pages or ESPN. Games are fun to play, watch, and fret over. But unless it's Duke Carolina basketball or State Carolina football, most of us know it's not a matter of life and death. News of riots at European soccer matches and drunk fans pounding on visitors wearing the jersey of opposing teams always make my heart sink. I still get nauseous when there is a report about how well a survivor of the Boston Marathon bombings is doing. That was a senseless act if I've ever seen one, literally. But what happened in a small Oklahoma town this week makes you want to go ahead and upchuck. Three teenage punks shot a 22-year-old college baseball player in the back because, quote-unquote, they were bored and decided that they wanted to kill somebody, just for fun. The punks were 15, 16, and 17 years old, just hanging out on a summer day in Duncan, Oklahoma. They saw a young man jog by and, according to a police report, called him the target they had hoped would come along on a boring day. They jumped into a car, followed the jogger to the outskirts of town, and shot him in the back. Witnesses tried to revive him before he died in their arms. Making it even worse, the victim had nothing to do with the killers or the town they were in or even the country he had come to from Australia. Christopher Lane was a catcher for East Central University in Ada, Oklahoma, about 85 miles away. Lane was visiting his girlfriend and her family in Duncan and went out for a morning run. He never made it back. You want to get really sick? One of the punks told the police that they shot Lane for the fun of it because they had nothing better to do. Sitting on the stoop of one of their houses, they saw Lane run by and said, "That's our man. Shoot him," and they would have a good laugh to break up their boredom. So they did, and now they can all be bored in prison for the rest of their punk lives. Lane's father said from Australia that there is no explaining the murder. It is heartless, and to try to understand it is a short way to insanity. Yep, this is Archansky. See ya.